I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, Confirm or Deny brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. The Lexus F-Sport event at Don Valley North Lexus ends this month. Hurry in for offers that outperform expectations. All right, we did our little Hockey Hall of Fame Confirm or Deny last hour. I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, a couple more names. Maybe we scatter in throughout the afternoon.
Yeah.
But this is the real deal, Holyfield. Now it's go time with Confirm or Deny, where a statement is made. We go around the table. We either confirm it or we deny it. Confirm or deny, Nazem Kadri should take as much money as he can get on the open market, regardless of which team is offering it.
100% confirmed. Stanley Cup just seals the deal. It's like, now it's time to go for cash. You could maybe help a team get there. Like, wow. What's so funny?
I'm not laughing.
You just want a Stanley Cup. You took care of that. Now, cash.
Okay, want to go play in a university rink? State University.
But I'm denying it because what if they give him a boatload of money and expect him to, I guess, hit above his ceiling? Expect him to be a number one centerman instead of a two.
Anybody that would expect that's a moron.
Well, I mean, he played that role when MacKinnon was injured, right? And that's why he got a lot of points and got a lot of looks on the power play and stuff. Like, he can give those types of minutes. He's a very talented player. But on a team like that, he's a perfect two. So what if they go, well, he was two, maybe he could slide up to one.
That's their problem, not his.
That's not his problem. Listen, I want the guy to cash in. I believe he'll cash in regardless. But
he's a competitive guy, though. Like, the idea of him playing on
Why wouldn't Detroit want a guy like that? Why wouldn't Detroit?
That's what I'm wondering.
But what if they're 3, 4, 5 years away, does he want to go to that situation?
Jamie, yeah, they can't be enough. They've been 3 or 4 years away for years.
Believe me, Detroit is, Steve Yzerman is putting together a good program there. They'll be fine. It's not just that Morris Seider. They've got some good players. That Raymond's a good player.
Oh, yeah.
Like that Tyler Bertuzzi's a hell of a player. Like,
right. But they're not right there. Like they're still, I think, a couple years away. I think they'd acknowledge that too.
Yep.
But I will confirm it, although I'm not sure that he would see it the same way. I feel like Kadri's a guy, he's so competitive. I don't think he could accept like 5, 6 years of losing, especially after the run he just went on. But listen, he got paid well. He just was on a 6-year deal at what, 4.5? Like, that's good money. Right. But by the end of it, it was clearly a team discount. And he's got his cup. He's redeemed himself in terms of his playoff experience and his playoff reputation. You're a UFA for the first time in your career. I believe he was going to be an RFA when he signed that deal. Lamorello gave it to him. You have the cash.
You know who might sniff around on him is the San Jose Sharks. Because they never really want to admit that they're in a rebuild. And they could probably use some help.
One, yeah.
They could probably use some help at center ice.
How about Ottawa? Shouldn't Ottawa be looking to pay him?
Sure they should.
Buffalo.
But I mean,
Arizona State University.
He's 31. He'll play as a 30. How old is he? 31.
Pierre Dorion has been saying for like 3 years, we're done with the rebuild. It's time to get going. I'm just using them as an example. But at some point, it's like you got to acquire good players.
Yeah, I don't see Kadri as a...
What if Backstrom goes on long-term IR and the money?
That's right. I'm thinking Washington, a team like that.
Boston might have a team like Boston,
if they want to replace Krejci.
He goes to Boston, Nazem Kadri.
That's
tough to chew on.
I'm thinking as a team that is kind of still in their window. You know, what if Pittsburgh? What if Berkey brings him back there into Pittsburgh?
If Malkin leaves and Malkin the Tang leaves and money
like,
opens
that's
up,
the right,
maybe.
Like, to me, that's the right setting where he can play 1A, play 2 to Sid, play in scenarios. That's where I'm looking for him. That's why I denied it, because I think he'll look at the scenario and go, what's the best fit for me as a player?
Yeah. He might cut it in half noodles. He might tell his agent, look, I'm not going to a dumpster dive. Give me the best quality team that can offer the most, and maybe that's what I'll take. But there's he might be thinking lifestyle. Does he want to shack up in a San Jose or an Anaheim or a, you know, you got to be thinking about that. Is this his last crack at it? Just get me somewhere nice and pay me a bunch and Bob's your uncle, man.
Yeah. Wow. All right, confirm or deny, Alejandro Kirk has a chance to be one of the three most popular players on the Blue Jays.
He already is the most popular. He's ahead of Vladdy. He's ahead of all of it. This is a slam dunk confirmed.
That's not true at all. Listen, he's right now, he's a novelty act. He's the little grit grinder that can hit, that everyone loves, and everyone loves his story. He's not more popular than Vladdy or Bichette.
Right now, he is, dude. Well, look at the voting. Look at the voting.
Listen, the voting's, that's flattering.
People are,
he's got more than a million votes.
People are split on Bichette, though. I see as much, he takes heat online as much as anybody, Bichette. Because they're like, I didn't want to get the hair messed up to get that get in front of that ball. It was the Roger Dorn.
That's an old school guy with two, you know, reconstructed knees.
I'm telling you.
Who thinks that he should have made it to the majors.
Nike Monarchs and his name's Terry.
I'm just telling you right now, I see Bichette.
He hates him because Bichette's got the hair. Doesn't hate him when he's on fire, which he is lately.
Terry has an absolute skullet right to the back of his head and Nike Monarchs, and that's why the hatred is there.
Yeah, he hates him because of the look. But Bichette is huge.
He's a rock star, but I'm just saying.
We saw a pic recently of what Terry Salad looks like, and you know exactly what I'm talking
about. That side view?
Yeah, we saw something through some.
Yeah, some
it was
headphones.
Like a forest almost back there.
Somebody's sneaking a picture, yes.
Listen, I think Manoah is as popular, if not more popular, right now. I think Jordan Romano, being a local guy who's. And this is more like a longevity thing. Could Kirk be a guy who's on the marquee for like the next couple of years as a top three most popular player? I will confirm it, though. I don't think it's there now.
There's just something about it. It's like Kirby Puckett. Like Kirby Puckett was this tiny guy that was unbelievable, and everyone just falls in love with the story.
Yes. Wow. His story is very captivating, and if he keeps hitting at the same level and he stays up here and he goes to All-Star games, then I will confirm it. He has a chance to be in the top three. But it's tough to do with Vladdy, Bichette, Springer.
Yeah.
You know.
I think he is, though.
Manoah.
I think he is beloved right now.
He is. He deserves to be beloved. The guy's outstanding. The guy's playing incredibly well. All right, confirm or deny, the Brooklyn Nets can win an NBA championship next season.
Absolutely not. That is just too much turmoil and too many personalities, massive personalities. There's just no cohesiveness. There is not 20% of they don't have 20% of the cohesiveness you need to have an operation to win a championship. Like it's just not even close.
But, I mean, a healthy Durant.
The talent is there to do it.
Right. Kyrie,
if everyone's playing.
If Kyrie decides he wants to play in 82 games.
They've got a little bit of depth down there. And, like, I'm already seeing it. People are like, I like the Nets. Don't sleep on them. They got Seth Curry. They got some depth. I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are these guys going to play? Are they going to stay healthy? What the hell is Ben Simmons as an NBA player? I don't even know. Does Steve Nash know how to coach? I don't know if he knows how to coach in the biggest moments. I don't. He hasn't been in a position to do it. So I will deny it as well. I don't think they're winning an NBA championship.
I'm denying it just because I think it's a circus, and it would rather go south than north.
Exactly.
And I've been Nets guy for the last 2 years. I'm like, you're not going to compete with this team in the East. I'm not Nets guy anymore.
No, man. They've shown you too much. When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
The Nets have shown you.
What a line.
Mess.
What a line.
Yes. Moving on. Confirm or deny. The Live Tour is becoming a very watchable tour. Confirm or deny.
I'm confirming it because it will be for me. I'll have eyes on it.
There you go. Watchable.
Now, I'm a casual golf fan. I have to defer to both
of
you.
And the Portland Live event.
I'm intrigued because the John Deere, I won't be watching the John Deere.
No, I don't blame you on that front.
So,
but listen. You go ahead, before I answer you. Well, I've already given my answer. I'll jump in front of this. I'm going to confirm it because.
You guys know my answer.
It's a deny. Listen. The makeup of the tour, the goofy rules, the nature of it, no cut, no history with the events. I don't know the course they're playing in Portland, nor do I care. But Koepka, DJ, Phil, Bryson, Reed, Ortiz, answer, nah. Sergio, like, there's legitimate players on the tour now. Like, yeah. There are. They legitimately have guys where you say, if, you know, any of those names want a tour event, you'd be captivated by the Sunday event, you know, right. On the chase for it. If Answer did it, if not, those aren't big names.
I got to go Fergie on this one. I just can't confirm or deny it. If I'm flipping through the channels and it's like Brooks Koepka in the middle of the fairway on a par five.
You're watching.
I probably take a deep
deep sniff.
Stardust.
Yeah. Gold dust sniff, a live dust sniff. But that's it. Like, if they're smart, they pair Koepka with Bryson and DJ. And if that threesome's playing golf, I'm probably going to watch them play.
Yeah.
Like, if it's available to me and they're out there, I'm probably going to watch them play. Is it going to feel almost like a goofy charity event? Yeah. Like, do I care who necessarily wins? No, but I want to watch them play golf because they're great players.
Yeah.
All right, we'll save one for After Dark. Confirm or deny After Dark, still to come. Confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 NX350 F-Sport Series 1 from just $328 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com.